Well, I just wanted to thank you for that really marvelous statement you made yesterday. Boy, Dolly, you're really a nut cutter. Well, last night that was really great. I was so pleased. We were just talking this morning with Chuck Colson and some of our other fellows. They were all ecstatic. They said, boy, that Rizzo knows how to fight. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I hope you're not getting too many brickbats. Yeah. No, of course. Oh, sure, you're going to catch that chap, your friend chap, you know. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell Ehrlichman to get at that. We won't let him do that. Really? Great. Marvelous. Yeah. Yeah. Operating engineers, right? And a very strong men. Are they really? In the Philadelphia area? Terrific. Well, they're strong men. I've seen them on those big cranes and the rest. I used a lot of them are CBs, you remember? I knew the CBs, and I served with the Navy unit in the South End of the Pacific and the Solomon Islands. I even a lot of CVs, and a lot of them are operating engineers, man. You know, that way, yeah. Great. Incidentally, that's right, and that's why I think the way you played it, so you get a second bite of the apple, was great. Let me tell you that you may not have thought that we do these things here. Did you know you were on all three networks last night? Yes, sir. So we were delighted. Can I ask your advice about something? I'll tell you two. One thing. Cardinal Froh has agreed to give the benediction, I think, the night of the acceptance speech. That's a very important one, and I thought that was a good thing. Don't you think so? In Miami. Right. He's gotten approval and he's going to do it. The second thing is something I just want to ask you about in private. There's a new Italian prime minister. He's Andreotti, a good friend of ours. He's a centrist rather than on the left like some of them have been. And we're trying to build him up, and he wants to come over to see me. As a matter of fact, he defended me on the floor of the Italian Senate, and somebody like that or something did not. So I'm going to do it. He will be coming here either in August or September, I mean, middle of August or middle of September, depending upon when it all works out. When he comes, I'm going to have a dinner. And also, I'm probably going to have a sort of a after dinner, at around 10 o'clock, over at the Kennedy Center, a fair where we have a basically a, sort of a big musical event, you know, in honor of, you know, where we can invite lots of people. Now, naturally, I want to have major Italian leaders around the country. I'd naturally like to have you come and give us a list. Now, here's the point I want to ask you about, and I ask you about it as a friend and as a law enforcement man. Frank Sinatra has been a great friend of Agnew's, and he's also been, he supported Reagan. And he's been, frankly, in a personal way, coming to me. As you know, he was just before us, Congress Congressional Committee yesterday, and apparently he'll handle himself extremely well, and so forth and so on. The question I ask is this. How would law enforcement people feel? He is the best man that I think he's the best man really to do the program because, you know, he's just big, he's glamorous, big name to start with. Would law enforcement people have a dim view of having Sinatra or not? What should we do? Is it all right? Yeah.
Well,
He took that. But then as far as you're concerned, if I ask him and I'm going to call him, it's okay if we have Sinatra. You don't think that don't most of them feel that this mafia business is just one of those guilt association things? That's what I thought. And he's very popular, too, isn't he, with the Italian community? All right, well, I think we'll go. I just want to know, I don't know whether he can come or can schedule, but I didn't want to ask him if he had any doubts about it, so we'll have his mind. Well, it's sure good to talk to you. And incidentally, now, on that money thing, whenever you have you think the state siphoning off some dough, you get a hold early. May as hell, huh? Okay. Thanks a lot. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Or does he want us to see him in the morning? Well, I don't know. No, I'll see him when he gets in at 9 o'clock. You know how it is. Looking back over these meetings, you can get encouraged about each other. Well, they, as you say, they blink. They've been blinking a hell of a lot. But I'm on the other hand. That means we'll be out of here. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Well, actually, they've got a hell of a tough decision to make. Right? Well, I'll hold the time. You let me just so I know the arrival time. I'll see you here. All right.
Made it not only in entertainment, but he made it in business.
That's respectable. Hello? Okay. Who?
Who is it? Who's looking out for the wife?
Well, if you get the number where he is, I'll talk to him. If not, I'll call his secretary. Yeah, well, see if you can be reached at a number and I'll call it then. Fine.
In this case, better than going to him.
He runs the car.
Oh, is he?
He's there right after the hearing. That's a good way to fund his nose for that, because it sure is.
He feels pretty down. I talked to him one night.
This I'm sure not.
Oh, geez, your call would be the greatest in the hell of a world. But I think that would be worth it. It's a hell of a good idea.
What's the matter with the vessel box, steel box, He is partisan. Way
he's present in his meeting too. I've never been
out. Very mean and very mean. When he gets drunk, he's
over cross. Right. Just stay away from him. He's an SOB. I've never heard of him respect.
No, very few have. Very few. He's smart though. He really is. He's sober. He's important for me.